In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, please be seated. In today's gospel, Jesus is asked a question on a difficult subject, the topic of divorce. The Pharisees asked him, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?" Then they discussed the teachings of Moses, and Jesus quotes Genesis saying that a man and woman are joined and the two become one flesh. Speaking to his disciple, he goes on, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." Divorce is a tough thing. Those of us who have experienced it or know loved ones who have gone through it know what a terrible thing it truly is. A few years ago, I had a conversation with a couple of parishioners from my former parish on this very topic. One of them said to me, "You never really know a person until you divorce them." They were saying something happens to people in divorce. Often the very worst can come out. A divorce spirit can take over. Often this is a spirit of revenge, of pent-up feelings that were never dealt with taking over the situation. More often than not, others who feel the terrible effects of this divorce help fuel that evil spirit. The context within which Jesus was writing was very different from our own contemporary context. Divorce was not an equal proposition. In the law of Moses, a man could simply write a certificate of divorce and present it to his wife and divorce her. All the rights were given to the man. Women were simply another piece of the man's property to do with as he pleased. Sadly, this is still the case in many cultures and parts of the world. Recently, I was made aware of a divorce that had taken place in a culture very different from our own. This was someone from Pakistan. To understand the context of the woman involved, I did a little research and found out that while Pakistani culture is much more progressive than many of the other Muslim cultures, the rights and privileges definitely favor the male. Women are still largely property. The man holds all the cards. While the context within which Jesus was writing was different from our own, there is one aspect that is very much the same. The issue in the time of Jesus and in our own day is one of power. Often Jesus' teachings are about power, who has it and who doesn't, how it is used, how it is abused, and how God's understanding of power is restorative justice for all. Today's gospel is no exception. Jesus' teaching on divorce and letting the little children come are important. Jesus is challenging the Pharisees and his disciples to think again about power. Who has it and who does not? This is now the third week in a row that the Gospel of Mark uses children to talk about the kingdom of God. Both wives and children were property of men to do with as they pleased. They had no power. In teaching about God's kingdom, Jesus again turns power structures around. Taking established understanding of the structures of the world and turning them completely upside down. The important teaching here is that those with power and privilege have a special responsibility to those who do not have access to the structures of power. This is what God's kingdom is like. In the last paragraph of this passage, Jesus says, "Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." While our context is very different, the message today is extremely relevant. Power and how we use power is a timeless message. Whether it is in a divorce, how we treat children, or how we treat those different from ourselves who do not have access to the structures and systems of power that most of us in this room enjoy by virtue of an accident of birth in our wonderful country. Our seminarian Mike addressed the issues of power in his sermon last week in the context of violence and women. He said that we live in a society that continues to have deep problems with women and trauma. At the heart of this conversation, the nation has currently been having is around the issues of power. Who has power? Who has experienced being abused by the misuse of power? In this election season, when we are bombarded by messages from all sides, some based on fact, many based on worthless sound bites, I've been reading some of the literature from our political past. One source that I found helpful on the topic of power was President Eisenhower's farewell address to the nation in 1960, one of the truly great speeches that addresses power and how it is to be used. Eisenhower, at a time of prosperity unknown before in our country or in the world, was facing the threat of growing deficits, not unlike our time. However, rather than simply score political points, here was a man who dedicated his life to service of the nation and the world, who, in leaving public life, had this to say about the subject of power that I find balanced and having proper perspective. Please listen to two sections of his address to the nation. We must avoid the impulse to live only for today, plundering for our own ease and convenience the precious resources of tomorrow. We cannot mortgage the material assets of our grandchildren without risking the loss also of their political and spiritual heritage. We want democracy to survive for all generations to come, not to become the insolvent phantom of tomorrow. He continues, in the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes. We should take nothing for granted. Only an alert and knowledgeable citizenry can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machine of defense with our peaceful methods and goal, so that security and liberty may prosper together. These passages from Eisenhower may seem a departure from today's gospel, but I suggest they have everything to do with our reading. Jesus' number one concern is about the right use of power and influence, how we use our power, whether it is in a divorce, with little children, how we treat women. The stranger or the widow was of great concern to Jesus. While his context was different from our own, concerns about the proper use of power will always be a central concern within the human family. So today I invite each of us to reflect on the power that each of us has and how we use that power with regard to those who do not have it, whether they are in our families, in our places of work, or in the communities in which we live. Amen.